No, I was just saying.
I own like 5. Ideal wear. I'm not kidding. My mom buys them for us for Christmas every year.
Footy pajama onesies?
Yep.
Like, oh, wow. Flap?
Me and my sister usually have like matching ones.
Oh.
Like, not okay.
Isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? So let's talk turkey.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble. Podcast. Gobble, gobble. Mm-hmm. We're not doing a gobble show. So, day before Thanksgiving, I want to talk about Thanksgiving and whatnot. Who has any Thanksgiving traditions? You know, is this something that you usually do or a you know, place you go to?
Yeah, we usually eat turkey.
Yeah. Besides that.
I make stuffed artichokes every year.
Ooh.
They're really good. We pull names for Secret Santa. I typically do some kind of pictures, like something funny, like everybody with like a Christmas hat on or their head on a turkey.
Interesting. Yeah. No particular place that anyone goes to? Or
not really for me. Every year's kind of been different for me.
Okay.
Or there'll be like a couple of years of one thing, and then we'll move on to something else.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's changed as everyone's gotten older.
Yeah,
it really depends on my family and their work schedules. Like, who goes, where we usually go, we've been going to my aunt's the past years, but, like, there's been years, like, my brother's had to work, like, all day, so it's like, all right.
Oof, on Thanksgiving?
He has to work tomorrow for half a day, which is perfect, because by the time we're done tomorrow with the football game, he'll be done with work. I want to see how many people come with medical issues, you know, the morning of Thanksgiving, or from the night before.
Too much stress from, clogged arteries.
Or towny night. Recovering from towny night. One of violent headaches. Here's a question for y'all. White meat or dark meat?
What? I really don't have any preference.
Yeah, me neither.
Me neither.
Whatever's put on my plate.
People are pretty, like, you know, animate about, like, white meat or dark meat. Okay.
All of it.
That's a distinction I just never really... I understand the difference between light and dark meat. I just don't understand, like, what people... Why people prefer one over another.
All right.
Yeah, smother it with gravy. It's all
it's all the same all thing. Yeah, exactly.
It all tastes the same. Is there a favorite part of the turkey to consume?
All of it.
My sister specifically goes after the drumsticks every single time, every year, every family get together that there's like a bird. She wants the leg of the drumstick.
I appreciate that.
She throws bows for it.
She will.
Really? All right.
She loves it. And Will's, all right, Christine, you can have it. That's right. Whatever. All
right. But most importantly about Thanksgiving and the turkey, there's sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give us your favorite side.
Mashed potatoes, hands down.
Candied yams, all the way. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep, I made them for the first time on Sunday. And it was, I apparently did a better job than my mom. I'm not going to tell you.
This is going to
hope Mama Palmer's not going
to
listen to this.
Don't play this podcast on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're going to be kicked out.
What do you mean? You're not all playing this podcast at your Thanksgiving? That was my plan.
On a loop.
Background music as you cook dinner tomorrow.
No.
Who else has a favorite side?
Stuffing.
Yeah, I'm
classic.
A stuffing person.
Yeah. I really like turkey and gravy, but I guess like the combo bite with mashed potatoes and corn is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I hear
just
that.
All of it together.
Yeah, just mix it all up.
One thing in that same vein that I really like about Thanksgiving food is you can just put it all into like this big mash of food and just
it's all delicious. Put into a sandwich.
Your leftovers. You can just take your leftovers, put them into one Tupperware container, and nuke it. You're all set.
Leftovers are my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
leftovers.
That's why I like it when it's at my house because we are guaranteed leftovers.
Yeah.
If you have it at someone else's house, you don't always get the leftovers.
Yeah. No.
I'm typically eating leftovers before Thanksgiving's over.
Like, yeah, same. Like, I'll go around too.
And it's like 8 o'clock, and I'm like, I want to dive into the leftovers.
I know I just ate like an hour ago, but it's time for round. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yep.
Also, what about desserts? Desserts are a critical part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Apple pie.
Apple pie.
My family loves
pumpkin pie.
Chocolate pudding pie.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I don't care for it at all, but
it's very sweet.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Too much
sweet.
That's exactly why
I'd be all about that.
Yeah.
I'm not a big sweets guy. Like even like birthday cake on my birthday and stuff, I'll have like a little slice maybe, and that's enough.
My family, we're all big pumpkin people, and it's pumpkin gingerbread trifle.
That sounds amazing, though.
I'll make it before Christmas, and I'll bring it in.
Please do.
Please do.
I will. It's like a whole day project to make, but it's worth it. I will bring it in someday.
What's in it?
It's gingerbread, and then with a layer of like pumpkin pie filling and jello pudding, put another layer of gingerbread, and then another layer of pumpkin pie filling in, you know, jello pudding mixed with cinnamon, and then topped off with Cool Whip and ginger snaps crumbled up.
Damn. Sounds like a delicious way to get diabetes.
It's fantastic.
So, please make that.
All right, I'll make it for you guys before Christmas. All right, so, you know, not only do we have Thanksgiving, but another holiday right after that, which is Black Friday. Mm. Will anyone be taking part in Black Friday sales?
Nope.
No, probably not.
Any of you ever done that?
No. The best deal I've ever gotten was actually on Adobe Premiere in the Creative Suite. Mm. They do a really good Black Friday thing. Yep. I got like a student discount. It's really good. That's it. That's my only nerdy thing I've ever done. I was just like, yes.
Have any of you ever gone out on a Black Friday?
No. I haven't gone out in like the early morning. My dad and I were going to Best Buy to get me like a new Xbox. My old one had just like crapped the bed. And we wandered in and around like 1:30 in the afternoon and just picked up the last box that was like on sale. Yeah. I was like, oh.
There you go.
You know, that was really lucky. I was expecting people to have already fought and died for it in the early part of the day. But
cool.
Yeah. I went to the Rentham Outlets one year, and there was like a mile from it was just stopped traffic. No movement at all. And my mom made me and my friend get out and just start shopping for her because she didn't feel like waiting any longer. We had to walk a mile to go get it.
I feel like we could do like an hour-long podcast of your mom and things that she's
making me do things. That's the story of my life.
Your mom.
It'd be longer than an hour.
Or multi.
Do you have multi days?
Yes, we could do a multi-series. Its own separate podcast. Its own separate podcast. Boy, that's great. Okay, well, that was short and sweet today. Wish you all a very wonderful...
What's everybody's plans for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Did anybody... Yeah. Did we even talk about what our plans today?
No, we didn't. I'll be here tomorrow doing the football game.
Mm-hmm.
You will be too. And then I'll be running to Hanover right after that and then getting in a car to travel and sit in traffic to go to Malden to my aunt's, which is always interesting. My mom's side of the family is very entertaining. They're very loud and very opinionated.
Sounds great.
Who else is doing what tomorrow?
I'll be at my house.
Same.
Don't have to move. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I'll be in the car for hours.
That's going
to
be fun.
Getting to Connecticut. Yeah.
And you, where will you be, Sean?
Be at my parents' place.
Fantastic. Yeah. Great. Well, happy Thanksgiving, Aaron. Happy Thanksgiving to all our listeners out there.
All three of you.
All three of them.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.